You're listening to Higher Ed Social, episode 33. I'm Logan.
And I'm Jackie. And this week we talked to Luke Homiser, who is the Assistant Director of Student Activities and Governments at the University at Buffalo, also known as UB. We kick off the episode with an icebreaker, which is something that I think we should have probably been doing from the beginning. But of course, if we're talking to someone in student affairs, why wouldn't we start with an icebreaker? So after we all get comfortable and we start to get to know each other, we have a really interestingly long discussion about animals, including giraffes, or as Logan calls them, giraffes. Is that it, Logan? Giraffe?
Well, the whole conversation was about GIF versus GIF, and that G can make a J sound, yes.
Well, we do that, and then we make some animal noises, and then we actually talk about Bitmojis, which are down in our show notes, which is an app that everybody should download right now because it's the best way to actually represent how you're truly feeling in a text message.
We also talk about that inevitable thing that's coming up this week or next, no matter where you are in higher education, move-in week.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's right. So Luke talks a little bit about the Welcome Week events that happen at UB, including an overhead photo of students, breakdancing, all-night pancakes. We also talk about other things like the Unpodcast by Scott Stratton and his take on IKEA and Home Depot. And that kind of circles into Luke's moving into a new apartment.
His first ever real apartment. Congratulations, Luke. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy episode 33 of Higher Ed Social.
Look, there's Casey.
Yeah, isn't she big? She's like a huge freaking potato.
Okay, I think I fixed it.
Yep.
Yes.
You sound so much better.
Okay.
Way better.
Yeah, sorry. I had to take my headphones off and then put them back on because a lot of weird things were happening at once.
I'm not really sure. Well, welcome to the craziness that is Higher Ed Social.
Yes.
I didn't really preface Logan or Luke that Logan will often just start recording and not tell anyone. So I have a feeling he's already started recording. Well, welcome to the show.
Indeed.
Da-da-da. We're so excited to have
you. Good to be here. Thank you.
You can tell by Logan's avatar that he's really excited that you're here.
I'm always excited.
Yeah.
It is your weird avatar. To not see you.
It has great posture.
So welcome to the show. So Luke, if you want to introduce yourself to our listeners at home in however means you would like. It can be in rhyme or haiku or as form of an icebreaker, whatever your heart desires.
Oh, okay. Hello, everyone. Hello, listeners. My name is Luke Homiser, and I am the Assistant Director of Student Activities and Governments at the University at Buffalo. If we were to do an icebreaker, which we are going to,
yes.
Thank goodness.
I love icebreakers.
This guy brought icebreakers.
I love icebreakers.
It's like he works in student affairs.
That's what you get being on the Higher Ed podcast.
I wish I had one of those bouncy balls with like questions on it that I could just toss to you.
I love it.
Alas, the internet will not allow that.
No.
Thanks, internet. all the things you offer. So I would say to describe myself using the first letter of my name, I would say lucky to be on this podcast.
Aw, we're lucky to have you too. I don't have any J words. It's a synonym for lucky.
I hate having L in my name. Because
L is easier than J.
You have like joy or joyful or jubilant or
sure.
Judicious, you know.
Just Jackie.
Just awesome with a hyphen.
I mean, I get that's kind of cheating. But
see,
I guess
with L, I can't even do that. So I'm like,
yeah, you're
I don't know,
like it.
Luscious. I don't.
You could do
lanky.
Lanky.
LOL. LOL, Logan.
I can't see you, Logan. Are you lanky?
You can't just describe people as lanky without checking.
Because if you're not lanky, you're a liar.
Boom. Lying, lanky Logan. No, I think you should use LOL. LOL, Logan.
But I hate using LOL. And as the internet says yesterday, LOL is being replaced by haha, which actually makes so much more sense because LOL is only good for lolcats and that's about it.
Well, okay, how do I, like, demonstrate that noise that you make when you read something funny and you're kind of like, like that grunt noise?
Snicker.
Is it a, like, how do I, what letters, do I type to make?
S-N-I-C-K-E-R. And maybe you'll put a star in front of it because it means you're emoting.
Mm.
It means I'm emoting. I didn't know emote was a verb.
You could also use many, many emoticons to show that as well.
That is true. I've relied on emoticons way more, I'll say, in the past year than I have in my entire life. And I was a teenager once. Like, I use emoticons way too much.
You know what I've been a big fan of lately are those Bitmojis.
Oh my god, yes.
They are my world.
I
Jackie,
it.
I will send you one right now.
Please do. Please do.
I
please
feel,
take a screenshot.
Oh, I guess. Don't worry, listeners. You're going to get one. I'll send you one
too. Like, I've always, like, clearly I love texting. It helps express myself. But I've never thought emojis properly expressed who I was or the things I'm trying to express in a text message.
Yep.
But thankfully, Bitmojis came into this world and everything has changed.
Yep.
You see, this is why I have a special keyboard that generates those emojis. They actually don't use emojis. They use whatchamacallits. Animated GIFs.
Yes.
I love those.
I used to have that keyboard, but it got kind of annoying, so I stopped.
But I also use, I actually use Giphy more. Or Giphy. God, I said Giphy. It's Giphy.
You're going to go through and edit that out, I bet.
Probably not.
Don't do it. I'm calling you out on it.
Because this is what I'm going to say, is that saying Giphy is wrong. It's Giphy, because a GIF is a GIF.
As my sister says.
It's GIF or GIF?
It is GIF.
I say GIF. My sister always says, choosy tumblers, choose GIF.
The creator of the GIF said that it is pronounced GIF. So therefore, it is GIF. When you create a way of animating pictures in 256 colors, you can name it whatever you want to, too.
Fine. I guess I can.
And people always say, well, you know, it's a G and G makes a G sound. And I was like, well, I'm sure love those giraffes. Whenever I go to the zoo, I always go and see the giraffes first.
We should make it a thing. A giraffe.
A giraffe. That's going to be a hard sell.
What kind of noise does a giraffe make?
I think that's accurate. I was at the zoo recently, and I heard exactly that.
I pictured a giraffe like falling over with its tongue hanging out, making that noise.
No, a giraffe would never make that. A giraffe would.
A giraffe does.
That's what a
yes.
giraffe makes. Yes.
No one knows the sound a giraffe makes, but a giraffe,
right?
That's documented.
I think giraffes just eat leaves and poop.
I think so too.
Most animals at the zoo.
Tigers eat meat, so they don't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
They might play with it a little bit. Because they have claws. And they're cats. And they have really big... Have you ever seen an exhibit with a tiger or a lion in it? They have, like, cat toys that are, like, the size of, like, teddy bears. And usually they are teddy bears or something along those lines.
Really?
Yeah. They, like, seriously play with them like a regular cat does. They also like catnip, too, which is a thing.
Really?
Except big cats can't purr because they roar. But they definitely, like, rub their faces all in it and all that kind of stuff. So that's a thing.
Interesting.
I believe there are YouTube videos of that. If there aren't, then we'll cut this out.
Just out of curiosity, where did you learn all this?
Logan has, like, weird pockets of knowledge.
I'm fascinated.
If like, you look on my LinkedIn profile, like, one of my many, many talents is cat herding. And no one ever endorses me for it.
Hashtag endorse.
I will totally endorse you now because I have firsthand knowledge that you just impressed me with your amount of knowledge in this area.
Yes. Welcome.
Yes. When you go to YouTube and you search Lion's Catnip, there is a big, like the first video that pops up is in impact letters, do big cats love catnip? And then there's a picture of a lion like rubbing all in it.
Well, if it's an impact, that means it has to be true.
Of course, because that is the internet official font for these things.
Official meme font.
Well, it is. And see, there's like a whole story behind that because of the way that impact actually shows up against images. It actually works really well compared to other things. So
it's actually I used to be all about impact as a teenager. That was like my go-to. So I feel like I beat the internet to something, which is kind of cool.
Well, if you use it for anything other than a meme, there's something wrong with you.
I was also 13, Logan. Back it up. I was also using like Comic Sans, and I didn't understand how sad that was.
Oh, Jackie.
But I will say,
I need to be doing a podcast with this person.
I distinctly remember
the truth comes out.
In middle school, I remember like all my friends. Of course, when we like had to make those PowerPoint presentations, all my friends would do like Comic Sans, rainbows, and like fly-in transitions for every single bullet point, and that drove me insane. And so I never did that when I was presenting.
You never did fly-in transitions?
No, they drive me nuts.
I was that person. Everything was a fly-in transition.
Every
letter would just fly in from different angles.
Yeah, I hated that. Like,
and people would be like, how much time did you spend putting those animations in? I'd be like, it's totally worth it. Click, click, click.
And like all the, or no, you could make it so that... You probably still can, but you can make it so that the letters come in and they make that typewriter noise, like like when the letters come in.
Do people even know what a typewriter is?
I know what a typewriter is. Thank you.
Well, see, that's the thing is that these days
it's like an ancient laptop.
I think kids is like the noise that your iPhone makes when you type, or at least with like iOS. Like,
yeah, that is true. I never thought about that fact. That
you know, I don't even know if it still makes that sound because.
Clicking.
I turned it off. Like
yeah.
It, 18 it, versions it, of well, more like 6 versions of iOS back.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about the fact that the clicking noise on your phone is reminiscent of a typewriter.
But they probably think of it just as the phone, not
right
typewriter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do remember. I never had an actual typewriter. I think I just missed it as a kid. But I used to have an electric typewriter, which was kind of cool. I thought I was like super awesome. You know, you had to put in the... Oh, I'm hearing...
I just heard it.
It's clicking. It or maybe I do have it on. Do I have it on? Now I got to check. Click, click. Oh, yeah, I do. There it is.
There
one
it is,
those
right
leftover
there.
Skeuomorphisms that...
This word comes up again. We had a whole podcast about this word skeuomorphism.
Oh, man, that's...
Yeah, we're a real smart podcast.
Seriously.
It's a big word.
So you're in the spelling bee or something like that.
Yeah, we're going to quiz you after, Luke.
Oh, gosh.
Meant to tell you. When I told you not to prepare anything, I...
Don't prepare anything, but there'll be a spelling test.
Take notes the whole time.
And a quiz about lions. Go.
Yes. What word does Logan best identify with?
Oh, gosh.
Luscious. The answer is luscious.
Luscious. I just thought lanky.
And now Logan is forever lanky.
Well, I was lanky back in the day.
Yeah, we'll have to get some pictures of young Logan. I have one picture.
Oh, when
yeah,
I go on, well, when I go on his LinkedIn,
my mom posted
endorses
that looks
Ryan
nothing
facts.
Like me.
Yes. Yeah, go on. Oh, actually, I think I might have it. Yeah, we'll have to go on LinkedIn and endorse Logan for. Cat herding and
both
general
figuratively cat and
literally literal cat herding. Anyway, in a totally separate direction, how's your summer, Luke? It's pretty much over, right?
Yeah, the summer is pretty much over. We're preparing for opening weekend and fall into UB. Our new students arrive in about 2 weeks, a week and a half, really. Yeah,
yours move in on the 21st as well?
Our RAs are moving in on the 21st. Yeah, so we start, I want to, we Students will be coming the 26th through the 28th. We're getting a late start, and that's when all of our opening festivities take place.
Yeah, our student leaders are moving in this week. We do a thing called week one that our Office of Student Engagement and Leadership Development puts on for the leaders of all the student organizations. They kind of go through a leadership training and professional development sort of dealio. Welcome Week starts on the 21st when our first group of freshmen start moving into the residence halls. I'm really excited. It's really awesome because what we do is a lot of us volunteer. When I say a lot of us, I mean lots and lots of people. And when a student drives up, they park them into little docks, and we unload their cars for them and take their stuff to their room.
That's really nice of you.
That's really, really considerate.
Well, yeah. We kind of have to do that because we have, you know, a good number of freshmen moving in. We need to move them in like a day and a half, 2 days. And, you know, the fastest way to do that is to knock them out. Each student has like an assigned time that they show up to move in, and then they pull up and then we move them in. Takes about 10, 15 minutes.
You know,
when you have 20 people unloading a car,
I've seen it happen. It is a very fast process.
It is a very quick process. I remember, full disclosure, I used to be Jackie's supervisor at Geneseo in residence life.
Yep.
But back in
green polos.
Where we wore green polos.
The RAs were in green.
I remember, yeah, that whole move in process where the volunteers, it was a quick, like, 2 minute process and your car was moving.
Yep.
It is a machine on move-in day.
But it was fun. I was a student volunteer 1 year doing the unloading and things. And that was a lot of fun. I liked it because it was like, oh my God, you're so excited. And like, you have the confused parents, like, where do I go? And it was cool. Aside from the moments when like the parents nor the child knew where their room was. So it's like, I'm carrying all your stuff. Like, could you please figure out where I'm supposed to be taking it? Cause like, you are not the only one moving in today.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of our system is that when the student shows up, they have a paper. And before they've even checked into their residence hall, we've already moved their stuff in. They write their room number on a big board. That's like now moving in room 409. And we just grab it and move it. It's pretty awesome.
Interesting. That would probably expedite things more because I remember from both my moving in days and my RA days, they're just kind of like, okay, like you're on the third floor, let's go. Oh, you're on the first floor, here we go. Like there was no order to it, but still worked out.
It worked out. Like it had its own special process.
Yeah.
And we got them in and by 5 o'clock we went on to the next thing.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to it because I'm going to get lots of steps in. It'll be great.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have a Fitbit?
Yes.
Fitbit. Oh, me too. Nice.
Why aren't we friends on Fitbit, Luke?
We should be. I just got one.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
My current job, I am incredibly sedentary. Like, it's concerning. Mm-hmm. And so today I'm actually going to check to see how many steps I took today because it's generally pretty. Yep. Today I have 682 steps logged. Isn't that sad?
Oh.
Yep. But I did work out this morning and worked out after work, so I, like, compensated.
I am at 15,090.
I did not wear one today, so I have no idea.
Womp, womp. I'm sorry. I just updated to 2,000. I was like, 600 is kind of small. 2,000-ish steps.
I had a craptastic walk today, so that was rough. Run. I did 3 miles, but it was rough. That was a very rough 3 miles. well, I don't know why. Today I just didn't get into my normal running groove. Maybe because I was listening to the Unpodcast, which is a great podcast with Scott Stratton.
I used to run to that. That's a great podcast to run to.
Yeah, well, I started getting irritated at IKEA and their horrible customer service at the store. At least according to them, they had a really bad experience there, him and his wife. Essentially what they did was apparently when you go to the IKEA store, you go to a showroom and then you pick out what you want. At least this is the IKEA in Toronto, I guess, Canada. And then you go down to the warehouse on the bottom floor and pick out what you want. Now they're moving into a house and they're not going to be able to, they need their stuff in like 2 weeks. But they deliver from the store. So they go down and they're like, well, we'll deliver it to your house, but since it's going to be more than a week, you're going to have to pay a $40 storage fee. And they're like, okay, that's fine, I guess. You know, because they could just go online and just pay the delivery fee then, and there wouldn't be any $40 like charge. But they were like, okay, that's fine. So you guys going to move it? And they're like, no, you need to move it yourself. So you have to go down to the warehouse. You have to take this big IKEA thing, because they're usually pretty large, and you have to take it to the shipping place from the warehouse. And she was like, oh, this is really heavy, you know, could you help me? And he's like, sure. That'll be $30, because it's the $30 personal shopping fee. So
that's crazy.
So now you're up to $70 in fee.
Right. They just walked out.
Good.
I ordered it online. And well, IKEA is one of those things. They called it one of those unbreakable brands where, you know, they may piss you the heck off, but man, you want their stuff because it's just good stuff. Stylish and awesome, and no one else makes anything like it. So you can't really go with anything else, especially for the price. So she was like mentioning, like, you know, I would have paid double for that piece of that, you know, Verkin Blurger or whatever they were going to get, if they would have just taken it off the shelf and not charged the storage fee. She would have paid double for it instead of just paying $70. It was like a $200 like big like shelfy thing. I think it was a bureau or something like that. And she said, I would have paid $400 for it if you would have just done all of that. But instead, you know, it's $200 plus nickel and diming, and that just sucks. So that's
not worth it.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Because every time you look at whatever in your house, you're gonna be like, I'm gonna think of that fool who made me pay $70.
Yep.
And then their like good example was Home Depot, which typically isn't a good example. As they said, it's a bunch of people like wandering around the store that work there that don't care that they work there. So you ask for help and they kind of give you a dejected kind of, well, if you really need help, it's over here, which I've actually seen at Home Depot a lot of times, but sometimes not. Sometimes I've had very helpful people there. But what's cool is the guy like showed more interest. But he also did something else bad. They asked him, so what's the difference between these two, like washer and dryers? And then he looked at the card on them.
I can't say I've had a bad Home Depot experience.
No,
but in any case, what he did that made their lives so much better, and changed the entire experience was, when they decided on the one that they wanted, he walked away for a little while. While they discussed it, and he came back and he said, well, I went online to our competitors just to see how much it cost there. And I saw that it's, you know, $50 cheaper for the washer and it's like $25 cheaper for the dryer. I don't remember the exact numbers. I'm just making those up. But it was a small amount of money compared to the actual price of, you know, the big thing. And he's like, we'll price match it for you. I just wanted to check and make sure that, you know, we had the best price. And that's what made the difference, because he proactively went, even though they were going to buy it, he proactively went to see if it was cheaper to get them the best price.
That's nice. Are you frequenting Home Depot now?
Yeah. Are you in a different time? Like,
well, you're in a new apartment. I was going to say, are you frequenting Home Depot now? Are you having these similar experiences?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I went to Home Depot a good amount of time, but not a lot of furniture stores. I did go to Home Depot while my brother was renovating his house, but nothing for my apartment. Really, it was just your furniture stores, your TJ Maxx, your Love flea it. Markets.
Love it.
Right? And Love of course, it. Of course, your free section of Craigslist.
Yeah, so good.
So yeah, making the switch from Res Life, where you own nothing and everything is provided, to having an apartment and furnishing everything, it's a big transition in your life that I unfortunately stumbled upon late. So
Welcome to adulthood.
Yep, I made it.
You did it.
We're here.
You have your own bed and your own chairs.
While we're talking, I am sitting at my own dining room table.
That you next own.
To my own couch. in a living room lit by my own lamps.
Aw, isn't that so nice?
It is a big deal.
I'm sitting in my $26 IKEA chair with my $70 IKEA table.
Listen, when you come out of Res Life, it's a big deal, Logan.
Awesome because we actually don't have an IKEA here, and IKEA even said on Twitter that they are never going to put a store here. They put one in Memphis instead, which is irritating, but whatever. We have a store called Modern Nash, and what they do is they go to IKEA and buy the stuff for you that you want and then deliver it to your house and put it together for you.
Oh
my God. Wait, do you get to watch people struggle?
They do it really fast and really easy. Actually, all of my office furniture in my office at work came from IKEA, and they came in and put it all together, installed the shelves, all that kind of stuff. But the cool thing is they have a showroom and they have stock for the most popular things. So you can just go down to Modern Nash. It's probably about 10% more than buying at IKEA, but they help you decide on what stuff you want in the showroom. And then they load it in your car.
Wow. That's nice of them.
That's worth it. Like that's quality service right there.
It was awesome service. Mm-hmm. I love them. They are so great and they're so nice. And I've spent a lot of money there. Just buying random pieces of IKEA furniture, like really big Expedit like shelves, which are my favorite shelves on earth, that I have in our library. It's just, they loaded it in the car. I took it home, put it together. It was great.
Do you think you'll see a lot of IKEA furniture coming in on move-in weekend, Luke?
I am actually not really near the residence hall.
Yeah, that's true. You're away now.
I am out of residence life, and I love my time in residence life. But I'm in student activities now, student government. So I am actually nowhere near the residence halls. My job is... kind of all the activities throughout the day, whether it's the interlocking UB, one of those photos where we get all the students in one location and take a overhead photo.
Oh, nice.
To the foam party, to late night pancakes. So that is.
Tell me more about late night pancakes.
Well, we're doing kind of like, it's not a midnight breakfast, but it's a late night event that we're doing to help promote, you know, our late night activities throughout the year. And it's been a long weekend. It's one of the later activities that we do. And by then, you just want to eat. Like, you don't care what's in front of you. It's free food. And so we just have pancakes everywhere. And the new students go crazy for it. They love it. So that's one of our activities that we're doing. We're having an aerial act, a bunch of aerialists coming in and just flying
that's
through
so
the air.
Cool.
It's going to be amazing. UB Breakdance is going to be breakdancing. Doing their thing.
That's so awesome. What a cool introduction to college with like all these sweet things going on campus.
So we make the student union the place to be, and we want students to see that there's tons of stuff going on. And it's just a crazy weekend. We're going to be working, but you know, it's the first weekend of the semester. I think every higher ed person is just, it's the month of August. We're all ready to go. Yeah. Like it's go time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Locked and loaded.
Mm-hmm.
Which event are you most looking forward to seeing?
I would say the event that I'm most probably the interlocking UB, because that's my baby. That's the one I'm in charge of. So
gathering
it's
all the children
gathering hundreds of kids. It's not kids, students.
Sorry. Censored.
Here's the thing. I used to tell all the RAs all the time, don't call them kids. And here I am just doing it on a podcast.
It's fine.
sorry, former students. I'm terrible. The interlocking UB just, cause between there's a science to it and just handing out the t-shirts, getting them there, making them form a UB. And then we have people up on this tall building with walkie talkies everywhere, and we're communicating, making sure that it looks like the UB logo. Mm-hmm. And I'm on the ground herding them everywhere. And then all of a sudden at 5:00, this helicopter will come out of nowhere.
and you're going to jump out of it with a parachute.
And then be like, smile, click. And then everyone's going to look up confused, wondering, why is there a helicopter? And they will be taking the picture. So
you have them all t-shirts too?
Mm-hmm. They have these t-shirts that say I am UB as a way to welcome them. And of course they're free. Oh, and that's one of their first free t-shirts that they get here at UB.
Thousands.
Yeah, and that's really the thing I'm looking forward to. It's a big event, and then they head over to the new student picnic where they get to eat, mingle with some of the current students, and it's a good way to start off.
I just realized I haven't bought a t-shirt in probably like 7 years.
You know, absolutely.
Don't there's no any more pajama shirts, you know, or running shirts.
Someone asked me, it was a program proposal. I was filling out a proposal for a conference, and they said, why did you get into the field of higher ed? And I was real tempted to never have to buy drawstring bags or water bottles ever again.
It's so true. Oh my God. Like, I don't know. Like, where would I even go to buy a drawstring bag if I needed to buy one? I've never had to buy one before in my life.
Yeah.
Or a water bottle.
Or a water bottle.
Or cotton t-shirts.
You don't need it. You don't need to.
I get them all for free at random events.
Well, now the big giveaway lately has been portable cell phone chargers and these little ID holders that you can put on your phone.
Yeah, I was about to say, those are kind of awesome. I've been thinking about getting one for the back of mine because it'll make it easier to just... what we do is we have all of the doors to buildings and our office and all that kind of stuff are RFID scanner things, so you just take your card and you put it up against it. I call them beepy things.
That's pretty much what they are.
We have beepy things too.
I love beepy things.
And people make fun of me. It's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, you know, the beepy thing that opens the door. And they're like, the beepy thing.
It's the little robot next to the door.
I'm sure they have an actual name, just no one knows what it is.
No one knows what it is.
RFID card.
Beepy thing.
Beep beep.
RFID beep, security beep. Thingies.
Beep.
I think beep beep, it just rolls off the tongue now.
And, you know, the number of doors that your beepy thing opens, the number of beepy things that open for you when you flash your card against it, like, shows how important you are.
Yeah.
Like, and access denied.
And I think the most important is the gatekeeper, because there's a woman in our office who has access to the file. Like, yep, you can have access to room 131 or not anymore. All the power in those clicks, like what you have access to. It's crazy.
Well, with that.
Good. Yeah.
I think that's all the time we have for this episode.
Yeah, that went really fast.
Yes, it did.
Ooh. Heavens to Betsy.
So thanks, Luke, for joining us this week. Look for interesting pictures of emoticons and
Lanky Logan.
And Lanky Logan. On our website, highered.social. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter. We love having Twitter followers. We love it when they tweet at us.
Yes.
We also love if you told us that you wanted to be on the show. So please tell us if you want to be on the show on Twitter. That would be awesome. And don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yes, please subscribe.
We love subscribers too, because that means you're going to get the show every episode, unless you don't listen to the show for 3 times and then it stops downloading. Which means that you should start listening again so that it starts downloading again.
So with that, thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Have a great night.